Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, April 10th, 2012.
And I have no idea what episode it
is. Episode 412.
412. Ricky's going to eat you.
Ricky's got a big poo.
But I said no on that one.
Ricky's got a big poo.
So you guys, we are recording.
He steam piled through that. I mean,
wasn't that funny? It really wasn't.
Poop is always funny.
Not poop.
So we're recording from the new studio.
New studio.
All the way from the north side, almost touching Wisconsin.
Whatever.
We're tickling Wisconsin's nuts.
We are recording from Brad and Waylon's home.
Yes.
Their dining room table. We have like elbow room. We can stretch out.
We actually can see each other.
It's like a professional kind of thing going on here, but not really because, you know, we are
it's not
monkeys. Right. It's not possible.
Though lately we've been asked to do a lot of professional stuff.
I know. That's one. I didn't know if we could talk about
that.
No,
let's not talk
about that. We're not talking about it.
But we can give hints.
No.
Y'all, we have professional stuff been asked of us.
Now we just need some other professional things to be done.
Right. And get paid for it. That'd be better.
We're getting free advertisement out of it.
Right. You said we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to get paid for it.
I know, but you said we're not going to talk about it right now.
We don't need to talk about it right now.
Because I'm kind of excited.
Shut up!
Well, no, because we don't. We need to make sure that it's 100% official and all that.
One thing before this happens is we want our website to look perfect. So if there's somebody that is that can do websites like freelance, not get paid for it.
Yeah, our current one is in the process of being done, and it should have been
done.
But we need it done yesterday.
Like,
good one.
You know what? 4 months ago. So.
No.
The shell is there.
The shell is there.
I think it's close.
It just needs a few more pages on it, actually.
Yeah, because we, you know, the little tiny things that we were going back and forth are not really important.
Right, but we do need to set what we need.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you do enjoy doing
free stuff,
freelance work for needy people like Ricky.
Or if you like to get a blowjob from a redhead, we'll get Mouth of the South up in here.
And I'm going to wash that cock right out of your mouth.
But we won't wash yours out.
No.
No.
We will definitely let you have it all in his mouth.
At least not for a week.
I think he probably likes it dirty anyway.
He probably does.
Yeah.
He probably likes like the cheese and everything.
A four-day sweat.
So if you're a Latino and you like to work on websites, but you're not that cute, so I don't want to watch you, then we'll give you... Then we'll give you to Josh.
However, I still think that Josh
That's
would
very
probably
specific.
I don't think Josh though would turn cock down in general.
He would not
if they weren't.
But
Latino.
He probably would if he knew we were going to get something out of it.
Well, not as of late.
Well, if there were like four people in a line to choose from, and only one was Latino, he's obviously going to pick the Latino.
That's very true.
But if someone said, "Can I stick my cock in your mouth?" and they were say. African-American or Polynesian.
He would still do it.
He would still do it.
Yeah, because he's into anything but white.
Or living in America.
That is
right.
True, too.
So if you're a white guy...
From across the country, and you want to come visit Chicago and have a free place to stay, we got you covered.
And across the country, he also means to our country.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, you could be in Mexico and come across the country.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have any Tony isms, new ones? Speaking of, yeah,
The only thing that I find interesting, and I think I tweeted this, is, and I think I may have talked about it on the last show, when he says he's going to go like wash the dishes or do the laundry, he goes, "I'm going to go make the dishes," or "I'm going to go make the laundry." Because I guess the verb they use to wash or to do laundry is like to make, like to process something or whatever. So I guess that's their translation.
I guess that's not much different than when we're learning Spanish and, you know, you're trying to say that you're warm and you use the incorrect verb. like for hot.
Caliente.
Yeah.
Or calor. I am.
When you're like, I am caliente.
Or hacer.
Yeah.
I go, instead of, I don't know what it is. Yeah, what is it hacer? Hacer calor?
I don't know.
Hace calor.
Hace frio means I have a cold.
No, I think that's, it is cold.
It is cold, yeah.
Oh. God, estoy frio? I'm cold?
No, I don't know.
Whatever.
You're dating a Hispanic guy and you're in a Spanish class.
It's either estoy or soy.
I think it's estoy.
I'm always confused.
Because it'd be yo soy.
Because they're both.
It's the same thing.
Well, they're both the verb to be. However, one's for like how my Colombian teacher describes.
Colombian.
She talks about estor or the verb estar as it is as of the essence. Your essence. And I'm like, I don't get that.
It's kind of confusing.
But no, it's the same verb. It just is.
It's
like,
not ser. It's not soy.
And it wouldn't be necessarily yo soy versus estoy because it's the same damn thing.
Right. But I don't know what case you use it in.
You know what?
We're having Spanish lessons, y'all.
Hold on.
No, don't get the Spanish book.
Oh, no.
So what was the Foul Monkeys version of Rosetta Stone be?
I still have Rosetta Stone. I just don't have time to... Because you actually have to speak into the computer when you're doing it, and I can't do that on the train or
I'm too lazy.
But the thing is I'm really not learning anything because I already know the words that it's telling me. So I'm like, how does this work if you already know all the words? I need to know how to put them all together.
You ready? So you use a star when you're talking about location,
health,
and well-being. But you use ser to talk about identity, occupation, origin, or telling time. And that was Hooked on Phonics by...
Are you guys still learning present tense? Huh? Are you learning past tense?
Oh my god. I don't even want to talk about that class.
Don't even get me started on root changing words.
Oh,
or stem changing words. This is so fun, y'all. Bye! So, does the sound quality sound better to you guys?
Yeah, definitely in a different kind of room. It's a bigger room.
I was talking to the listeners.
I know. I was... Not saying yes, it does. I was just being like, "Yeah, we're in a bigger room. It's different,
is it echoey, or I don't know what it would sound like. We need to put like egg crates around it.
Well, then honestly, we are not on the same microphones, or we wouldn't really know.
No, I'm asking them if it's echoey because we can't tell.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, even in general, where our setup is different than what it normally would be.
Yeah, we actually have room, and we're probably talking actually into our own mics instead of like at my house when we're actually
because the mics are actually at our mouth level.
Right.
Because your table's a little higher than my dining room table.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer those.
Mm-hmm.
So,
balls.
So,
yeah,
I'm
trying to get them all together.
So, Brad, apparently this probably means that the recording of the show will never leave our house.
Probably not.
And Ricky's like,
the community apartment.
I'm like, I can get a one-bedroom apartment.
And pay us rent to store his stuff.
Whatever.
No.
He is looking at one down the block.
Not going to happen.
He is looking at an apartment possibly down the block.
Right. The last building on the left. The last building on the left.
The lofty one on Ridge.
The one across the street from the dry cleaners?
Yes.
Ew.
No. It's on the same block. If you go down to the left right here, it's that huge building on the left.
Yes, right across the street from the dry cleaner, which is at the end
On the other side. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Why you say, ooh, it looks nice on the outside?
If I'm thinking of what you're thinking
of. The really nice building.
I'm probably not thinking of what you're thinking of.
So, anyway, guys,
Is it the firehouse? No.
Because there's a firehouse, an old firehouse down the street from us that we really would love to buy and just like have like a big old.
Is it a house already? Or
no, it's the city.
Oh, it's abandoned, right?
The city uses it for some kind of electric.
It looks cool. I haven't really talked about it, but you guys, I'll be exiting. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with it?
No.
Still go look at him. Don't listen to him. Check it out.
What do you know about it? Does somebody die in it? Are there drugs being sold? Because that's what I'm into.
That's what I like. I like necrophilia and drug use.
I say check it out because you never know.
Have fun.
you guys, I'm actually transitioning here in Chicago from male to female. See, the microphone didn't even think that was funny.
What? Male to female?
It's because that's my old microphone.
That is your old
microphone. You can't be so breathy. You can't be so seductive.
And you've got my microphone.
Obviously.
Apparently. Yeah, you're taking the big plunge.
Well, not necessarily yet, because we're not getting our own place.
You're still moving in with the provider.
I'm still moving in with the provider. And not to be confused, it's not because he provides a lot of money to the situation, because that is
We've already talked about that.
I know, but if there's new listeners, are there any new listeners?
No.
We never ask if there's new listeners, and we never tell them what kind of show this is.
And also, by the way, any listeners or new listeners, you don't always have to email Ricky. You can email, say, me.
You have access to the File Monkeys email.
At waylandwerner@gmail.com. Feel free.
I'm just saying.
Or you can email me at jamesrfm@gmail.com.
I do need to read the last email that we got that we didn't share on the line because there were too many personal items in it. The new listener.
I
deleted it.
Of course you did.
No, it's still there. Yeah. So we have some stuff to talk about. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, what would you talk about first?
Like,
what do we talk about first?
Well, you know, I went to your lesbian's house for dinner for a picnic.
Yeah,
it was like 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, the indoor picnic.
So we had indoor. And I don't know if you've met this friend. You may have, but he looks like Ryan Gosling. Have you met him?
Is he Katie's gay friend?
No, he's straight.
Maybe. Oh, no, because he works at the hospital, I think. No, I have not. So he's hot.
Let me show you the picture.
So I also love when I asked Lori when she picked us up at the airport after our cruise about your picnic. You know, like, oh, it was so cold. Did you still have your picnic? Yeah, it was just in the apartment. And I'm like, well.
At first glance, it almost looks exactly like him when he walked in.
Oh.
He's cute, isn't he?
Yeah, his head is just a little taller.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's nice.
So when he walked in, I was like, oh, my God, Ryan Gosling's here. And it really wasn't him.
I love in this picture, Tony's like, I'm standing next to Ryan Gosling.
Did you at least go, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
No, I did not.
Speaking of that, did you know that someone hid Ryan Gosling Easter eggs around New York City that had little, like, hey, girl, hey, type comments in it to make people smile so that people would find these eggs and they'd open it and it'd be a message from Ryan Gosling?
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious. Speaking of him,
he's like a lifesaver.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he also, like, saved a journalist's life again.
That's crazy. I think he's supposed to be a firefighter.
He's probably Batman.
You'd be a hot Batman.
Hi,
too.
I'm Ryan Gosling.
And I'm Batman. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
So we had dinner there. I brought the classic Southern picnic food.
Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken.
Of course
with
you
hot
did.
Sauce.
Of course you did.
And then we had hot dogs.
General's fried chicken.
Sausage, and Tony had chicken. Because that's all that he could really eat. So, but that was it. I was just super excited that Ryan Gosling was at the party. And I text messaged my friend Nicole, and she was like, close, but no cigar.
You're like,
because,
oh.
I mean, you can kind of tell it's not him, but when I first looked at him, I was like,
I would still look at him naked.
Oh, my God. Oh. I could tell.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just...
Could you? And he works at the hospital. Lori has to get a picture of him and his scrubs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just want to say scrubs are so sexy.
Scrubs are sexy.
I like scrubs with ducks.
I did it a nurse before. And
scrubs
it was just
with
ducks on them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because did you have a run-in with someone in scrubs with ducks?
No.
You just like
I
ducks.
Did have a run-in with a guy with scrubs and stars.
So do we have any listeners who wear scrubs? We'd like to see a picture of your junk and scrubs.
Actually,
picture it didn't happen.
Speaking of that, Latino Heat, the guy that I dated in Florida that lived in Fort Lauderdale, he was a nurse.
Strawberry Starfish?
Yes. That was the person that wore...
What?
That was the person that wore the scrubs with the stars on them.
Ah.
I showed Tony his picture and he was like... What else? You know,
of course, it's a competition. What are you doing to our table?
There's a bar underneath it that came loose.
Oh, is it gonna fall?
No, this is one giant piece of solid wood.
Oak.
I didn't ask her all that. I just said, is it going to fall?
I was actually giving you the answer. No.
That's not what I was looking for.
The answer is, what is no?
See, that's what I was looking for. The Jeopardy answer. What is asshole?
Exactly.
Suck at Trebek.
Yeah. Alex, can I please have Ricky is an asshole for 200? This podcast.
Was that SNL that he, the Sean Connery thing on?
Yeah, he was on there all the time and he would answer
blue.
Blue. Yeah.
Your mother, Trebek.
So, although I don't listen to the show, like not my own personal show, because I don't really listen to that either. But Scott from the Seder Sphere.
Nice job.
Did I say it right?
Yes. Yay! Seder. Seder, we had to give him like a phonics lesson on how to say your freaking show's name.
Because I kept wanting to say
Stratosphere
or Sederosphere.
Yeah, Bradley even was like, say
sphere.
But then he couldn't say sphere. He said, spear. No. Sphere.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
What, really?
Really?
It's like James is like...
You can hear that.
Brad James is seriously doing...
He's like turning into a lesbian.
Right.
He's like building a table.
Fixed!
Your face is red too. Like that was a workout.
He was working it all right.
I was upside down.
You were
down.
Pretty happy.
Well, you know.
I was upside down.
Oh, since, wait. We're in a triad. We're both happy.
Since we... Well, yeah, I guess you could have had a hand in hand.
So
we do have a. And speaking of being happy, I guess a listener did ask about my junk.
Yes. His name. He doesn't. Well, his
Bob's,
name.
Boss Boy.
Boss Boy 101. He wants to talk about Waylon's junk.
Is he? Are you the introductory class for Boss Boy themes?
Boss Boy 101. Yeah, that kind of sounds like the I will teach you how to be submissive.
So do you think. Josh would be Boss Boy 202.
No, he's...
Or is he like 999?
He's got PhD all over that.
I don't know. I don't know. Boss Boy almost makes me think like a... It's like a... That he's almost in training to be the dominant.
Oh, like he's the boss. Boss.
Like a boss.
Boss. Boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that song?
So what did you want to know about my junk? That wasn't very descriptive. I mean,
he didn't say. He said, talk about Waylon's junk because all we talk about is James's junk.
We don't. I think I'm the only one here with a fully cut soul. Because
you're right.
Because you're partially.
Yeah, partially.
And
that's
he's totally.
For me to say.
And he's totally has an uncut soul.
Hello? Aw.
See, look.
It's y'all, we need microphones.
It's that heavy Hello? Breathing talking about my.
Ricky's a turtle.
What, is a Pokemon?
Sometimes it's in,
no.
Sometimes it's out.
Do you guys
out.
Ever see Master of Disguise, Dana Carvey?
No.
Am I not turtle enough for the turtle club? Turtle.
Okay.
Mm, that sounds fun.
It's funny.
Where's the laugh track?
God, if I was in charge of that.
So I guess, yeah, we talked about my junk.
What did we say this past weekend? What are we working on?
Trying to be nice.
Right. That was not nice.
That shit ain't going down here.
Actually, this is not working very well.
Yeah, but we can't be nice on the show because our listeners...
Oh, that's what they rely on.
Our listeners don't like us when we're nice.
Oh. More, he just asked if we were recording.
Who?
The one that asked about my cock?
Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Which he has asked.
No, he hasn't.
Never know.
Why would he ask you? You've never seen it.
I think there's only one person in our group that's ever seen everyone's. I'm not talking about myself, by the way.
Wait, has he seen yours?
I'm no. pretty sure. I'm
sure he's found somewhere. Picture. Yeah.
So my friend Allison just sent me a recording of her daughter Ava singing Justin Timberlake's Senorita. Would you like to listen?
Sure.
Allison was on the show one time and everybody loved her. She's Aww. My friend that knows everything 90210. If you ask her the date that Donna went on that she slept with, whoever her name was, what color underwear did she have?
Green!
And she could tell you,
Citron!
Polka dot with hearts. It's that serious. So let's hear. Let's see what this is. Okay.
On that side of the window with the stick, a beautiful girl walking down the street with bright brown eyes going to here's coming down. These are the rooms to come. Where is it now? Mama listen. Senorita, I feel for you. Fall for you. That you don't have to. There's a love you I can go by and find. But you feel a thing that you don't have to.
You should play in my. Say the guy part. It feels like something's heating up.
I love that the dogs just
barking. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Oh, I know the song now. I couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Senorita, here for you.
Oh, I guess I should turn my volume off. So that's my friend Allison. Yeah, and I want to have, when she comes up here.
Let's unplug that because every time you get a text message.
No, I put it on vibrate. What are you trying to say?
It's your report.
You historically do not know how to turn your phone on vibrate until the second show after we hear the bzz. Oh, excuse me. I know we're recording. I need to check this.
That was my old days.
Your phone is like old days. I swear you did it last time we recorded.
You did.
And the provider was in the house.
Yeah.
So you can't use the.
It was the provider. No.
No. No.
Okay. So Satisphere.
Yeah.
I said it again. We will be recording your intro and outro, I suppose.
Yeah, sometimes.
And we'll send that to you. I'm not very good at being a flight attendant, so.
I am.
You can probably play anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can. I played a.
Oh, I can.
I played a good Christian boy on Sunday.
You sure did. You went to church and you prayed and stuff.
I sang.
Did you pray too?
Well, when I was told to.
Were you like. When you're told.
I will go. I'm Lutheran, so there's like very specific parts.
It's like a watered down Catholic.
Let us pray.
Procedure wise.
You sing.
And also with you.
Oh.
No, I sang at two services. I was only singing one, which is a contemporary service. Mm. And then.
We lift up our hearts.
And all the old people. All the old. The old people enjoyed it so much that then I had to sing at the second one for the other people that missed it.
Did you get paid double?
No. But I gave the money back to the church. I gave it to the youth group.
How much did they give you since you donated it back?
$100.
Oh.
For one song that I practiced for one day. And it was much harder than any of us ever thought.
So sing a part of it.
No.
But back away.
No.
Why?
No.
Don't you have it on your iPad? You can play it.
Not
your recording, but the
actual
song.
No, we want to hear him sing it.
Because that's going to happen.
Maybe that'll be a Foul Monkeys extra.
Did your mom go?
No. She had to get the Easter egg hunt and brunch ready.
She had to get dick.
I technically have it. I do have a really bad recording.
She got her basket stuffed with eggs.
It's not my best work. It's the first
time. I love the fact that he's ignoring the fact that we're talking about his mom getting dick.
I grew up with a single mom, and she's only 20 years older than me, and she dated some people that were only 9 years older than me for a while.
My mom's 16.
Really? Because my mom, she was 2 when she had me. Months old.
I was older than my mom when she had me.
They're playing. They're totally playing with their hair.
We're doing the Penelope from Saturday Night Live.
I was older than my mom when she had me.
This condo is, you know, brand new. It's on the moon. It's on the moon. Oh, here, do you want to put it on the thing?
I don't know. I gotta listen to see if it's any good.
No!
Well, I'll listen.
No!
Is that a movie?
Is it playing?
It's the background noise. It's not started yet. Did you record this in your pocket?
No.
My aunt did. From the congregation. I don't think it's started yet.
Can we fast forward? Because this is intriguing.
Oh, the girl I sang with. Not so good.
Huh. As he what?
Lived.
Lives.
I'm done. I prefer live.
And this is why I never buy a live show.
Yeah, so there you go.
So we have some people that... What time is it? Let's play a phone call. It's at 25 minutes. Let's play a phone call. We'll wrap it up and then start a new show.
Okay.
Well, maybe... Should we talk about... What kind of just dropped out of the presidential race?
Well, I'm going to talk about Easter real quick.
Since yeah, Easter.
So I went home. So what did you do for Easter?
Give children.
Well, anyway, I'll just find
out. I didn't do anything. I stayed at home.
I got drunk.
The Mouth in the South did have a birthday.
That was Saturday.
Yeah, and you had some interesting stories from there that you don't really said you want to get into because Ricky was pissed.
Not so much me, more than the provider.
Oh, and you know he was mad when the text messages were coming from him and in caps.
Right, and in English.
And in English, yeah. They were thoughtful because he had to think about it. Yes, I came home from my family on Sunday to a drunk Brad. He went to a brunch and then went to see Titanic 3D. And
yeah, I did.
Still smelled like a bar when he came home.
The funny thing is the only thing I drank was... champagne.
I messaged him. I was like, oh, what are you doing? Because Tony's busy. Do you want to go have lunch? Sorry, I have plans already. Mm-hmm. Out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't in the suburbs. It was.
I made that part up. Just to make Evanston. Him look like an asshole. That's a suburb. Evanston is a suburb.
But I had a great time, though, because I had
That's not where we had brunch.
I played with my nephew all weekend. And we had Easter egg hunt. We climbed trees. And we played frisbee.
You played with his eggs?
I hid his eggs.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh. And I hid my niece's eggs.
Oh, I bet that was hard.
Yeah, especially the really big ones.
I love Haley.
Her voice is like this, and she's so excited every time.
Uncle Brandon.
Oh.
Yeah,
how old is she?
Three.
Oh, so she's just super three, four. Exciting.
No, she's like intensely smart, though.
Yeah, but her voice is like... incredibly high.
Like, it's like you fed your child helium.
Honey. And very soft.
Uncle Waylon, but I want to watch Frosty. Where's Gavin?
I would have to tell her to shut up.
She's really cute.
No, it's much cuter coming from her than us.
I don't like asparagus.
Well, have one bite.
But yeah, so that was fun, and then I came home. After I had a little... You know, I'm presiding over my stepbrother's wedding in June, so we had a little wedding powwow of some things. I got to work on that.
Hey.
But yeah, so Easter was fun.
I didn't do anything.
I had ham.
I didn't get to have ham.
Oh, God.
I love ham.
My mom made this ham recipe that apparently one of our friends of the family make, but it's the Coca-Cola ham.
I've had it.
Coca-Cola and
it's not the same.
Brown sugar and mustard.
You just got
the ham. This is the best part about the ham. The brown sugar and mustard crusty shit at the bottom of the ham that you can dip the ham in and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
We'd also made a Coca-Cola one once that had, it was Coca-Cola and like a can of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was really good.
You know what I hate on my ham? Cloves. Like, who does that? Oh, I don't like that.
I do.
Mm-mm.
But you don't like cinnamon, which so it makes sense that you would be anti-cloves. For some reason, they're kind of all in the same damn family.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Kind of like when you're like, oh, I want a piece of apple pie of Mark's.
There's cinnamon on this?
There's cinnamon in this? It's apple pie.
No. It wasn't just in the filling. The cinnamon was on top of the pie.
It's an apple pie.
No, because you can get it without the cinnamon and shit on top of it.
When you make
like,
it yourself.
I know it's inside. Inside it will be cinnamon, but it's not so much that it's like, ugh, I fucking hate this shit.
But you did.
But you know what's weird is I'll eat a fireball like a motherfucker. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because like Red Hots, that's like a different kind of taste, I think, than a...
It's not really cinnamon, I don't think. I think it's cinnamon taste.
I love cinnamon. I love it, and I love going to Penze Spices and getting the special cinnamon.
I hate cinnamon in drinks. I will fucking puke.
So you don't drink horchata?
No, because the one that I go to, they don't put cinnamon in it.
Mm.
Because every time we go to a Mexican restaurant, I ask Tony, Can you ask him if they have cinnamon in it? And he does, and I'm like, no, I won't take it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I think we're good to go.
Yeah, phone we have call. We have a phone call.
Oh,
are you ready for it? We're doing a two. We're doing a new technology. It's called iPhone.
Ring-a-ling a ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call from an iPhone.
Fucking phone call.
Hey, Phone Monkeys.
Hi.
This is Anthony in Texas.
Hi, Anthony.
Calling to give a hello and to tell you guys how amazing your show is.
No, stop
Ricky
it.
Ricky wanted me to say that. and also, I wanted to give a couple comments about the most recent show. You guys were talking about the Hunger Games, and Ricky was trying to remember something that was different between the book and the movie. And I was just calling to say, I think it was because they took out the mayor's daughter and the mayor as characters, which will be interesting how they worked that in the last couple books.
Shh.
And then also,
spoiler,
I wanted to just give you guys a show topic, something to talk about. You guys don't talk about this enough. You talk about vagina and vaginal chafing, something that I really have any experience with, so you guys can tell me all about it. All right, have a good day.
Well, I wish Ricky would have shared that with us before so that we could do a little research since...
He didn't know what it was either until we just played it just now.
Well, yeah, but he always knows when we have phone calls before we get here.
Well, yeah, because it shows up in the email, but you guys can also see that too if you put the fucking email in your phone.
Hey, I never knew how to do it.
Never.
You add it just like a regular email to the iPhone.
No,
he doesn't. Don't. He doesn't know how to do that. I had to help him with that.
Oh.
No. What? That is not true.
Same with her
that
Twitter.
That is caca.
The Twitter. I
it
did
is
not...
the truth. So we'll talk about chafed vaginas. What do you think that it smells like?
First of all, I want to know: is he one of our quote unquote bye? Listeners,
I totally
no, he's gay and his boyfriend. I showed her a picture of him. He has a hot boyfriend. They live in Texas.
I totally Googled.
We have a few really hot listeners.
Maybe I didn't show you the picture.
I totally Googled.
Because he text messages me all the time.
Oh, so. Does he? And what kind of pictures does he?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Guys. Yes, I would.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I looked up vagina chafing and the first link that says painful cracks around vagina.
Please do, is your...
Would image, that be a painful crack on a crack?
Is your... Hatchet wound. Please do an...
Gash.
Press image. I want to know what the first...
Yeah, ooh, the picture.
But with your safe filter off.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That looks like a penis.
I think it's shaved because you shave.
Look, you can see the hood.
Issues. Ooh, we love the hood.
That looks like a penis.
It's no. That's a clit.
No, that looks like a really small penis with enormous testicles.
Let me see. Look at this picture. It looks like a guy with a lart with a penis and gigantic balls.
Oh.
That's I think we're all speechless trying to figure out this diagram.
That's the cruise clitoris.
Apparently that could that be our album art?
Remember, we're trying to make the album art a little bit more presentable
so that
it's not so graphic.
How's that?
Oh my god, that
Let
looks
me see.
Painful. That's like chub rub.
Wait, what happened?
I'm trying to get it. Hold on.
Why does it do that?
That doesn't look so bad.
That's not on a vagina.
That's like in the legs. I've had that before.
Well, maybe that's chub rub because the vagina,
so big.
The vaginal lips are like rubbing up against.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
And we will definitely not be using that. But thank you for calling. And
thank you for
I don't
calling.
Know. We need a girl to bring on. Let me see. Is it gross? Is it discharging stuff?
No, but it almost looks like it's just. That look. It looks like it's chub rub.
Oh, yeah. That's not even on the vagina. That's on the leg.
I wonder if that's because of the hair that was around.
No, that was runner's rash.
Oh.
Oh.
I get that all the time.
She run it into a cock too many times.
Or they're bumping uglies.
What?
Let me see that. Is it gross?
That.
Ew.
Let me see.
These are some nasty vaginas.
No, what's that one right there?
Ooh, look at there's pus on that one.
Let me see.
Ricky feels so left out. Oh, gross.
Where? This one?
Right here.
Why is it raised? That's not on an arm. That's not on a vagina.
This is the one that I looked
at. What is that one?
That's oh my god.
That one.
Is that a actual vagina?
Okay.
No, go to
listeners,
it.
Just look up vagina chafing, V-A-G-I-N-A, C-H-A-F-I-N-G, and look at images. And you'll be able to follow along with us.
And go down the one next to the teddy bear.
Stop homophobia.
No, seriously, next to the teddy bear, what is
that? Click that one.
Oh, it's small. Ooh.
Let's zoom in.
Is that a vagina?
Zoom in. It's a hairy vagina with...
No.
It's got like poison ivy or something on it.
There's that can't be a vagina. Where's the actual vagina?
That's called candidiasis.
Adidas? Candidiasis?
That's what happens when you wear your Adidas soccer shorts.
Here, let me tell you what this is. It's from the Harvard Health Publications. Candidiasis is an infection caused by candida fungi, especially candida albicans. These fungi are found almost everywhere in the environment. Some may live harmlessly among with the abundant native, quote, species of bacteria that normally colonize the mouth, gastrointestinal tract, and vagina. Gross.
So oh, is that enough vagina?
Here's some areas where candida infections occur. In the armpit, under the tits, the groin, and the vagina.
Oh, so it's like sweat.
Vaginal yeast infection. Deep candidiasis. Yeah.
Well, that was just a fungus. That he was just asking about vaginal chafing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens.
Which I think is pretty different. I think the chafing is on the lips of the vagina.
I think we need to ask a lesbian, and I'm going to
ask. We should call them during the speakerphone, and they can record it live.
Oh my god!
Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Ooh. What's your password again? You should know it.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, it's my... Yeah.
Ew.
Male circumcision can cause vaginal dryness.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. How do you do your... Oh, talkie. I've never actually called on your phone.
Neither do
Contacts
I.
Contacts Lori.
And if Lori doesn't answer, we'll do Katie. Although Katie will probably be too shy.
Oh.
What's up with that?
She's
is
getting
that in Spanish?
She's getting finger banged. Is that on speaker?
Yeah, you have to put it on speakerphone.
No, I mean, no.
Oh.
Never mind.
You'll just have to talk into it.
Hey!
Well, hi, Lori.
Shit, girlfriend.
What's up?
Hey, quick question for you. Oh, first of all, I probably should disclose that you are being recorded live on the Foul Monkeys podcast. listeners, this is our this is my token lesbian that Ricky likes to try to steal from me, and she's,
I don't like to, I do,
and she's the one who has brought the joy of the Diva Cup to you all.
If you don't know what that the Diva is Cup right. is, go back to episode such and such. Oh, speaking of, I found some.
But we do have a question for you. We had a listener that said that we don't talk about vagina enough, and really wanted us to discuss vaginal chafing.
Vaginal chafing.
Yes,
like as in sex or as in skinny jeans?
Well, I think that those are both good points, and so we thought we'd call an expert on vaginas.
Yes. And doctorisms.
And you're a nurse. So if you were someone were to say, talk to me about vaginal chafing, I guess, what would you tell us?
I would say that hygiene is of the utmost importance, of course, having a clean vagina or any type of genital area is definitely key. Another thing is moisture. Your body and your skin are supposed to have a certain healthy amount of moisture. That's why things like skinny jeans and leather pants are fun for a time, but should not be worn for, you know, days on end.
So what you're
needs to breathe.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that hipsters are the most at risk for vaginal chafing.
Not just hipsters, but anybody who insists on wearing very tight jeans or anybody who wears a lot of synthetic fabrics. For example, just panties alone. If you're wearing a lot of latex, lycra, spandexy type of things and not cotton or just more breathable fabrics, you could be having more moisture than you want.
Right. And as a lady of the labia, how would you
I love that title.
I came up with it right now, and it makes me laugh.
Good job.
Thanks. How would you treat vaginal chafing?
Well, the other half of moisture is making sure that you, you're not too dry. Sometimes medication, dehydration, harsh weathers, chemicals can actually dry out your skin. So you need to make sure, because I actually had a patient recently who has been in the hospital for a remarkable amount of time. The air in there is very dry. She's getting most of her nutrition through like IV methods. So, well, actually, no, she isn't. She's working on eating her food and no longer needing to be sustained by secondary measures. So she was having a problem where her skin is too dry. So you have to find that happy medium between, you know, it's like with your hands in the winter. When it's cold, they get chapped and we put lotion on our hands. And in the summer when we're sweaty and we're breaking out, you know, we try and keep our face and our skin and our back at a healthy moisture level. And your vagina is no different. And the same thing would follow for sex. A clean vagina is a happy vagina. And when you're having sex, if you are dry, you need to use a synthetic lubricant or a lot of spit because too much chafing can, no, it's, you can actually lead to tissue damage. And tissue damage, swelling decreases the blood flow, which is a problem. Things can get really funky when things are swollen.
Right.
But also, if you sustain like a minor tear or abrasion during some really awesome, you know, kinky sex, the problem that you run into is that if it's too moist or too dry or not clean, you get an infection, and nobody wants to be the one going to the doctor saying, my nanny hoo has infected because I'm a dirty girl.
Right, and no one wants a crusty vagina either, so, and no one wants to stick anything in a crusty vagina, especially a tongue.
Maybe a crackhead, but I don't run around with any of those.
Well,
I really hope I haven't offended anybody there.
This is on
our listeners, yeah, are a bunch of crackheads.
Our listeners are the ones that asked about vagina chafing. I do not think you offended anyone.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Lori, so much for being a part of the Foul Monkeys podcast.
It was a pleasure and an honor, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. The Lady of the Labia,
Lori.
Awesome. Bye.
Go Diva Cup, save the environment and the economy. Bye, boys.
Bye.
End.
Okay, so that was pretty awesome. Although I wasn't here for most of it, so I can't wait to hear it.
It's funny. Waylon now nicknamed her Lady of the Labia.
Oh, okay. So I guess we're done for the show?
Yeah, we'll think that was a great...
We might have to call somebody on the next one.
I think we might just have to have a call an expert.
Right.
Or a fake expert.
We should call Josh. We're going to call Josh.
We're going to call Josh, and we're going to use our theme song when he first picks up.
Right.
Hi, provider. Provider's here at our intermission break, and...
Can I say hello real quick?
No.
Oh, he says no.
Come on. You can talk. Oh, you talk to me on the phone.
He can't talk. He's had too much cock in his mouth.
Say thank you.
Too much Ricky Kai.
Thank you for listening
to Foul Monkeys. No, he's not going to do it.
Alrighty, we're out of here.
Bye.
This is Ricky. This is James Arroyo.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, and James LeRoy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page.
What was that?
Follow us on our Tumblr.
You heard that, bitch?
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us. So please head on over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.